Good evening and welcome to Christmas Bedtime Stories read by Kim Quine. Tonight's story is When Santa Lost His Ho 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 by Shreya Sharma. Christmas was just a few days away. The North Pole was buzzing with activity. The reindeer were practicing their takeoff, and the elves were putting the finishing touches on the toys with lots of help from Mrs. Claus. Santa looked tired.
"We need a little break,"
he said.
"How about a song and a dance to get us going?"
asked Mrs. Claus. Music and laughter rocked the workshop, but something wasn't right. Something was missing. Santa was quiet.
"What is it, dear?"
asked Mrs. Claus.
"Have you lost something, sir?"
asked an elf. Santa scratched his head. He cleared his throat.
"You could say that,"
he said.
"What is it?"
asked the elves.
"We'll help you find it."
Everyone waited for Santa's answer.
"I think I've lost my laugh,"
he said. Everyone gasped. Oh no, Santa had lost his ho ho ho. This was serious. How could there be Christmas without Santa's ho ho ho? Santa tried some home remedies. They didn't work. He went to see Dr. Diggy. The doctor prescribed funny movies and a large dose of jokes. Everyone was eager to help, but the best Santa could manage was a little... a weak...
yippee!
And a faint...
yee-haw!
But no ho ho ho. The local paper broke the news. Reporters and photographers gathered outside Santa's workshop. This story was big. All around the world, people heard the news. Back at the North Pole, the elves and Mrs. Claus kept trying to help Santa ho ho ho. Nothing worked. The reindeer even offered a surefire remedy, cocoa. Santa enjoyed it, but his laugh was a no-show. Santa decided to check his mail. He always read every single letter himself, but he'd been so busy trying to ho 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 that the mail had really piled up. Mrs. Claus noticed that Santa looked tired, even a bit cranky.
"Mr. Claus,"
she said,
"please take a nap. We'll organise your mail. Now scoot."
"Well, maybe just a few winks,"
Santa said. Santa settled in for a short winter's nap. Mrs. Claus and the elves got busy. They opened the mail. They sorted it and put it into neat stacks.
"Look at all these wonderful letters,"
said Mrs. Claus. There were some unusual gifts. Mrs. Claus held up a drawing from a girl named Holly.
"Look at this one,"
she exclaimed. The elves and Mrs. Claus laughed until they cried.
"I've an idea,"
said Mrs. Claus.
"Gather the letters and follow me to the workshop. We'll have lots of room up here,"
Mrs. Claus told the elves.
"But hurry, Santa will be awake soon."
Santa awoke from his nap feeling much better, but there was still no sign of his ho-ho-ho. He heard giggles coming from the kitchen.
"Sounds like everybody's having fun,"
said Santa.
"I'll join you after I read some letters."
"Your mail is in the workshop, dear,"
said Mrs. Claus.
"So you can sit in your favourite chair when you read,"
said the postmaster elf.
"Great idea,"
said Santa. Soon Santa headed for the workshop. The elves and Mrs. Claus waited by the kitchen window to watch and to listen. 1 minute passed, then two. It was so quiet you could hear a snowflake fall.
"I don't hear a thing,"
Mrs. Claus said.
"It's not working,"
moaned the postmaster elf. Then there came a faint rumble, a distant chuckle, and finally a mighty, booming, very familiar and so jolly...
ho, ho, ho!
Santa's ho 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 was back. The reporters and photographers heard it. Folks in town heard it. Everyone everywhere around the world heard it. Mrs. Claus jumped for joy. The elves shouted with glee. The reindeer pranced and danced. Santa thanked everyone for their pictures, especially Holly. We hope you enjoyed this year's Christmas Bedtime Stories. If you'd like to listen to them again, they're all available as a podcast at manxradio.com. Merry Christmas.